please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I'm Ryan Leonard.
And I'm John Haley. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice. Hey, Ryan.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So today we're going to be discussing some provisions of the Virginia Residential Landlord and Tenant Act, or VRLTA, and address some of the duties that are imposed on landlords as it pertains to the prevention and treatment of mold.
So first, let's go over how a landlord and tenant may proceed if there is visible evidence of mold at the time the tenant moves into the property. The VRLTA requires the landlord to provide the tenant with a written report within 5 days of the tenant taking possession of the unit.
That report must state whether or not there is visible evidence of mold in the unit. The VRLTA says that if the landlord discloses that there is visible evidence of mold in the unit, the tenant shall have the option to terminate the tenancy whether or not they have already taken possession of the property.
If the tenant requests to take possession or opts to remain in possession of the unit, notwithstanding the presence of visible mold, the landlord must promptly remediate the mold condition within 5 business days of the tenant's decision to stay in the unit.
In the circumstance where a tenant opts to proceed with their tenancy and the landlord remediates the mold, the landlord is then required to provide a new written report to the tenant affirming that there is no longer any visible evidence of mold.
After the move-in period has passed, the VRLTA imposes a joint duty on both the landlord and the tenant to maintain the premises, quote, in such a condition so as to prevent the accumulation of moisture and the growth of mold. The tenant is obligated to promptly notify the landlord of any moisture accumulation or of any visible evidence of mold, and the landlord is obligated to promptly respond to any such notices from the tenant.
Well, suppose the tenant suspects there is mold in the unit, but there is no visible evidence. Perhaps the tenant is experiencing symptoms of allergies and believes mold in the unit to be the cause, for example. Is the landlord required to have the unit tested for mold?
So the answer here is no. The tenant can have the air in the unit tested for mold if they wish, but the landlord is not obligated to pay for such a test.
If there is found to be mold in the unit that materially affects the health or safety of the tenant or authorized occupants, whether it is visible or discovered via a mold test, the landlord may require the tenant to temporarily vacate the dwelling unit while mold remediation is performed. The landlord must complete such remediation within 30 days.
In such a circumstance where a tenant must vacate the unit to allow for the treatment of mold, the landlord must provide the tenant with either a comparable dwelling unit or a hotel room at no additional cost to the tenant. The landlord is not required to pay for any other expenses of the tenant that arise from the relocation, and the tenant remains responsible for paying their original rent to the landlord.
As long as the landlord has the mold remediated as required by the VRLTA, the tenant does not gain the right to terminate their lease. So who pays for the mold treatment? It is presumed that the cost of mold remediation will be paid by the landlord unless the growth of the mold was ultimately caused by the tenant.
So if the tenant failed to keep the premises in such condition that would prevent mold, and or they failed to promptly notify the landlord of mold growth, then the cost could be passed along to the tenant.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.